So Project Home is a 3-year grant funded by the Office of Head Start at the Administration for Children and Families, and we're very, very grateful for this funding. A large project team, and right off the start, I want to tell you that no project is, any project is as good as the team, and we have a great team, so thanks to all the collaborators on this, as well as partners. So we work with the Head Start State Collaboration Office here in Colorado, the Department of Public Health and Environment, the Colorado Medical Home Initiative, Department of Health Policy and Financing, and Head Start programs in 3 demonstration areas across Colorado. So today I'm going to talk about the primary goal of this project, which is to refine, implement, evaluate, and sustain a family-empowering, culturally sensitive, replicable, train-the-trainers curriculum for improving Head Start families' healthcare literacy skills. I will say this is embedded in a larger second goal that I'm not talking about today, but I just wanted you to know about it, and that is you can train families in healthcare literacy, but the ability to which they can access healthcare services and use them effectively is only as good as the systems that are available to them. So we actually have a second goal that is seeking to integrate local healthcare with state-level healthcare systems and try and address some of the access barriers that families face. But today I'm going to be talking about the literacy training program. So as you know, children who are enrolled or eligible for Head Start are at risk for non-optimal use of the healthcare system owing to a number of risk factors, including things like low socioeconomic status and its accompanying risk factors, cultural factors, and system barriers. And these risk factors, in concert with non-optimal use of healthcare, really can set children on a potential pathway to increasingly poor health outcomes and concomitant expensive service utilization. And this really, if you think about it, has an accelerated effect because the effects of poor health early in life are difficult to reverse the longer they go. They become more complex the longer they go untreated with added comorbidities, and then again become extremely expensive to the system. So what's so good about early childhood is that none of these risks are completely presumptive. So great opportunities exist for early intervention. One important impediment to low SES families' use of healthcare is their need for further knowledge and skills related to recognizing health warning signs and knowing how to respond appropriately, and that includes understanding things like common childhood illnesses, being able to distinguish symptoms that require a visit to the healthcare provider from those that one can care for at home, as well as just understanding what is available out in your community and how to access it. An earlier intervention study at UCLA showed that if training in such healthcare skills with Head Start families can reduce emergency department and clinic visits. So parents reported on Medicaid utilization, and the analyses based on parent reports suggested significant reduced Medicaid costs. We're adopting a similar methodology, but I'll say we're relying on parent report as well as actually tracking the families through Medicaid. So health policy has grappled with some of these issues and has coalesced around a model of pediatric access, and actually now I would say it's not just pediatric, it's really medical access, known as medical home. And so medical home, as you know, is not a place, but it's a set of guiding standards for ensuring that healthcare is accessible, community-based, family-centered, continuous, comprehensive, coordinated, compassionate, and especially delivered in a culturally competent environment. And so this approach really promotes an empowering partnership between families and a provider and creates a coordinating center for both medical and non-medical needs such as educational needs and specialty services. And when implemented, there's some research that demonstrates an improvement, and I'll say this is growing research, demonstrates improvement in access to care, pediatric health outcomes, improved system efficiencies, and control of healthcare spending. So, good model. So our goal here with this project was to improve healthcare literacy skills for Head Start families. We expected 4 outcomes in general. 1, improved parent knowledge about health and use of healthcare and available resources. An increased understanding about the concept of medical home, what it is and how to access one. Improved parental behavior with showing increased use of preventive care, identification of medical home, and decreased use of inappropriate ER and clinic use. So I'll say the goal of this is not to keep families from using healthcare, but really to have them use it appropriately. And then increased general preventive behavior. We figured we could not do any kind of healthcare literacy training without at least some messages about the importance of eating healthy and being physically active. So we have three intervention components, what to do when your child is sick, and I'll show you the materials in a moment. The second phase of the intervention is understanding the healthcare system, what is a medical home, and why it's important to think about it. Number three, promoting health through nutrition and physical activity. Our model was a train the trainers model, so we wanted to empower the Head Start programs to take this on post us having grant funding. So we trained family workers in Head Start and any other staff that was interested in learning the curriculum. And then we had the Head Start workers deliver the parent training. So here's what the book is, What to Do When Your Child Gets Sick. This is a book that's heavily promoted by Head Start nationwide, and families love this book. It's really a lovely book that explains body systems, what's going on with pictures, words, and a lot of different learning modalities. We used it in English and Spanish, but it's available in a lot of different languages, so it's a very accessible book. We had a medical home brochure that we developed in English and Spanish, a medical home resource list, and I'll show you some examples of these, but not this one. This one is a book specific to each community we work in, talking about all the different kinds of healthcare, and not just physical healthcare, but oral healthcare, mental health, and associated and ancillary services that are available to families, and under what income guidelines, and then some food and activity cards in English and Spanish that we created. So this, I apologize, I think it's really hard to read, but and it looked better on my screen than it does on the screen here, it's a little blurry, but anyway, we created a brochure called Does Your Child Have a Medical Home? So it gives information about what a medical home is, what a medical home does, resources so that families can go to websites and learn about more about medical home, and then inside some tips for making medical home appointments work for you, what are the benefits, and a checklist that starts with things as simple as creating files and organization systems to keep your child's records together. Two things to show you. The cards that we do with families, and it's to promote physical activity and good eating. We did this with our colleagues in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition. But basically, it's a set of cards, just a really quick intervention to get folks to start thinking about making food fun so that kids eat it. And then making some healthy choices, and based on a relationship of children with their parents, so it's a fun activity. There's recipes, we have 6 recipe cards, and then public health messages, tiny little ones in the right corner, just a few little snippets to support this, and there's one for activities with the card, and so we model these with the parents, with the trainers, who then model it with the parents. So. Okay, so our measures, we had at each parent meeting, we do a series of pre-post knowledge tests on medical home, what to do when your child is sick. There are multiple choice questions, each has one right answer. And then we're tracking parent attitudes and behaviors over surveys that we do baseline, which is pre the intervention, 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months following the intervention. These surveys assess things like demographics, healthcare utilization, which is self-report of source and amount of use, a medical home assessment of usual source of care, the qualities and barriers, and descriptors about medical home, and then healthy eating and physical activity. So I'm going to give you some examples of our findings in year one from each of these 4 areas. So in the first year, we worked in a rural part of northern Colorado. We had one Head Start program that had 11 different sites. We had consents in at least some surveys from 132 families. Majority, 72 were Spanish, 60 were English speakers. About half were families with a target child who was a girl, and a little bit less than half who were target children. The target children was a boy. We have a lot of issues with missing data. These are families that have a lot on their plate, and one might think a survey, even with a $15 Walmart gift card, would be enticing. It's still sometimes a very challenging endeavor to get families to fill out the surveys. So this is the first year. It was a pilot year for us. We tried a lot of different strategies. Our second year has gone significantly better in getting data, and assume our third year will as well. Okay, so let me talk first about some of the knowledge results. So comparing pre to post tests, we found that parents improved at a trend level in their knowledge about medical home. They improved from 63% to 68% in the number of correct answers. A little disappointing, but as we thought about and observed the training, I think one of the issues for this is that the Head Start trainers seem to get the concept of medical home, but then when they tried to explain the concept of medical home, it was almost like trying to explain what a cow is. It was almost like they got it, thought it was too easy, but then couldn't quite get the descriptors around it. So we've improved our training of Head Start families in that way. But we did show a significant improvement from 76% correct to 87% correct on what to do when your child is six. And this was a statistically significant finding. And compared by primary language, looking at the English-speaking and Spanish-speaking parents, it essentially showed the same level of results or same pattern of results from pre to post, but overall English-speaking parents had greater percentages of correct answers, so they started higher, ended higher, but the direction of effects was the same. So let me now show you a few of the results related to healthcare utilization. So these are parents' reports of healthcare utilization, not actual measures of it through Medicaid. So we looked at pre-test, post-test, and then the three-month follow-up. I mentioned earlier we had some significant challenges with missing data. Our biggest challenge was the six-month follow-up, and so the numbers just get too small to do anything meaningful with this first-year data, so we're only looking up to the three-month follow-up. But we asked parents about the times that they visit the doctor when the child is sick, and we showed a significant linear decline. And I'll just tell you sort of the pattern of the findings. The range of the scale is on a Likert scale, so the number isn't necessarily always reflective of this. But in this case, from 2 times to 1.5 times in the past 3 months is statistically significant. The times that they saw a specialist, there was no change. We had very few specialist usages. The times that they go to the ER when their child is sick, and this is a key one because we know from a lot of research, not just with Head Start families, that the ER can serve as a primary place for folks to receive care, and this was one of the ones we truly wanted to see a change and happy to see so, and that is that there's a significant decline from pre to post for families going to the ER when their child is sick. However, there was no change in the times they go to the ER when their child is hurt, which again, you would hope that they would go appropriately. We looked just a little bit at days absent from preschool and days that the parent misses work due to a child illness. Both of those decreased over time. And in these healthcare utilization analyses, we looked at interactions with language and also by ethnicity and showed very few interactive effects and just a very, very slight trend to report slightly lower absence from preschool among Spanish speaker and the Hispanic families. So this is kind of what it looks like. So is when they visit the doctor when the child is sick. So a drop after the intervention, a more significant drop by follow-up. Visiting the ER when they're sick, a pretty significant drop right immediately following the intervention that was maintained to follow-up. And then number of days that the parent misses work, a decline as well. Okay, and then I want to show you a few results related to identification of a medical home. Again, we looked at pre-post test and follow-up contrasts, and really this is just about parents identifying whether or not they have a medical home for their child. And we looked at this by ethnicity as well, so let me just show you the graph. So from pre to post, non-significant decrease, but a significant increase in the percentage of families identifying a medical home for their child by 3 months post the intervention. Qualified by ethnicity, I debated whether to show this or not, but I believe in showing the data when it's significant and it's there, but I'm not sure quite what to make of it. So our Latino families were the majority of families in this population, and so I think there's some issues related to sample size, but in general, if you look at the middle line with the triangle, for the total population, there was, you know, that increase in showing identification of a medical home. Certainly true for the Latinos, who were slightly higher than the group average. I don't know what the dip is for the non-Latino families. It could be they thought they had a medical home and after the intervention, we thought, well, maybe that's not quite the medical home we want, and then established one, or it could just be a fluke of just a low number. So we're watching that. I don't want to make too much of it right now. Whoops. Go back up. Okay, and then the last thing I wanted to show you were some initial results related to nutrition and activity. And so we had a number of questions that addressed child behavior, so whether there's actual any change in the amount of fruit and vegetables that the child ate. There was no change, unfortunately. Whether there was any change in the child spending 15 minutes in physical activity with the parent, like a dedicated 15 minutes. No change. Whether there was a change in children watching TV, there was a significant linear decrease. And if you think about the number one, you know, public health message related to activity that the American Pediatric Association promotes, it's turn the TV off. So this is an exciting finding. And we did demonstrate some significant linear increases in the importance, parents' beliefs about the importance of children eating fruits and vegetables and being physically active. And so just to graph it, here's the TV one. And here's the importance for eating fruits and vegetables and for being active. So a number of limitations. We had a restricted sample size with a lot of missing data. You know, it's a challenge. The second year, I can tell you, we're still entering data, but we picked up another almost 600 families down here in the Denver area. So it was quite exciting. We've relied on parent report. I did mention to you we are tracking these families through Medicaid by the time they adjudicate the claims, and we're following them a year out. It'll be a while before we get that data, but we are excited about the partnership that allows us to do that. And we didn't have a control group. We had planned to in year one, but by the time we had the funding, got through the IRB, which you would think in a health-promoting intervention would be an easy thing to get through, Institutional Review Board ended up being quite challenging because we were asking about protected health information. It limited the time we had available, and because Head Start goes on the academic year, we ended up choosing not to do a control group. So we will be doing, we've done that in the second year. So our future directions, we're looking at the Medicaid data. We've got additional sites with diverse families. This year coming up, we're actually planning on going out to the Southern Ute Indian Reservation and working with the families out there. I'm very excited about that. Made some modifications to training to help make the message clearer, particularly around medical home. And as I said, included a control group. So thank you very much.